It's absolutely fantastic to be having a chat to Valerie Osborne. Of course, you're from Elysium. You'll tell me a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. But of course, you've got, you know, 30 years in the business with dealing with skincare and, of course, aesthetics. And as well, you're celebrating 20 years in business as well. Thank you so much, Valerie, for taking the time to chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio. It's brilliant to be talking to you.
Thanks, Mary Louise. Thanks for having me on. I hope I can help some of your listeners out with their queries.
Absolutely, I'm sure you will, because we get quite a lot of people texting in. We do this, you know, obviously our self-care segment every Tuesday, and it's great to see the people are really looking after themselves. But when they're coming to, I suppose, you for advice on what to do with various, you know, aspects of your skin, I'm sure with aging or, of course, with hormones or that type of thing, there's lots and lots of bits and pieces. The first one that we have is a message from Catherine. She says, "Hey, iRadio, I've got redness on my skin on my cheeks. I do everything I can to cover it up with makeup, but I'd like to be able to treat it rather than covering it up. I've been Googling it and it looks like it could be rosacea. What can I do? Love the show. Thanks."
Okay, great. So look, at rosacea, redness, that high colouring, it's very prominent, especially in the west coast of Ireland, because just environmental damage and all the rest of it. So I suppose that rosacea is a different kettle of fish. Rosacea is an inflammatory skin condition. It can be hereditary, it can be caused by environmental damage, it can also be caused by a high amount of Dermodex mite in the skin. But if you're looking for a treatment to treat anything with kind of vascular issues, broken veins, flushing, anything like that, in clinic treatment, IPL, which is an intense pulse light treatment, or BBL, which is a broadband light treatment, would be the best kind of in-clinic treatment to go for. Now, in saying that, I wouldn't advise to jump straight into that if the current home care routine isn't great. So, like, unless, you know, you'd really want to be using a really good broad spectrum SPF, minimum 30. And I would, if there is sensitivity or redness in the skin, I would be going for a mineral or physical block. So something with zinc or titanium dioxide in it. You need a good antioxidant underneath that to prevent against environmental damage, which could have caused the issue in the first place. A gentle cleanser. Maybe like a nice serum, like to treat the redness and just to kind of strengthen up the skin. So something like the SkinCeuticals Phytocorrective Serum is a really lovely one. It can soothe and hydrate the skin without overloading it. If it is rosacea, a tendency towards that is that you can get some pustules in the area, you can get inflammation in the area. If that's the case, bring in something like with a little bit of salicylic acid in it, about 1-2% salicylic acid in the form of a cleanser, would really help with that as well, because it is antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and that will kind of help with that as well. But ideally, kind of go to a skin clinic. If you're not on a good skincare routine, you need to get that right first, and then you can start with your clinical treatments. You'll get much better results. You'll get better long-term results as well once you've the basics right, which is home care, home care, home care. I always say it.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to pick up so many tips, even with just this chat alone. Andrea has gotten in touch, and congratulations to her because she's getting married. She says, "I'm 27. I'm getting married. We've just booked our wedding date for May 2025. And I want to start getting my skin into good shape. And I'm an occasional smoker, hoping to quit soon, and just want to make an overall change to my appearance. I'm open to facials and maybe even Botox, but my friends are telling me that I don't need it. Has your expert got any advice for me?" This is a good one, because isn't prevention better than cure, I suppose, in some places?
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Andrea. And yes, I love looking after brides, because they are so good. They do everything they're supposed to. They're so compliant, and they always get such really, really lovely results. So May 2025, you might think that is just ages away, but really, any brides, I'd really want to be seeing you now. And that's not to say, you know, you're going to be in clinic every month or anything like that. It's really to get the basics right first, get the skin in really, really good condition. Again, back to home care. So good antioxidant, vitamin A and SPF. So if you're not on a retinol, we'd probably be looking. I know you're, what age are you? 27, yeah. So you haven't hit the 30 mark yet. Even just a really nice low-dose vitamin A just to get that glow. And then we can look at, generally what I do is I work back from the date of the wedding. So like May 2025, you think I've loads of time, but really, you know, a skin cycle is 4 to 6 weeks. So you've only probably about 7 to 8 skin cycles, you know. So first things first, skin prep, get the skin ready, get as healthy as possible with a really good skincare routine. And then we can look at saying, okay, well, what do you want to target? You might have pigment issues, you might have thread veins. We can look at doing some BBL, IPL with regards to that. You were saying about Botox. Look, go for your life if that's what you want. Anti-wrinkle injectables, no bother. But there is nothing worse than like a frozen forehead with a skin over it that might be dull, lifeless, full of congestion. You need to get the skin healthy first. And then, you know, if you want to go down the injectable route, absolutely you can. Even something like PRP is a beautiful treatment. It's your own platelet-rich plasma. It is an injectable, but it's not like a botulinum toxin. You're not putting anything foreign into your body. So something like that could be really beautiful around the eyes, and it just give you lovely hydration and a lovely glow. But yeah, you'd want to be starting now, really, is my advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the home care, and then we can look at, with regards to facials, peels, everything like that, then we can work back from the date.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck to Andrea, and I hope she'll be reaching out for more advice as well. Here's another one for you, Valerie. Hey, iRadio, I'm in my late 30s and I want to try and reduce the crow's feet on my face. I've also recently lost 4 stone, so my face is looking a little bit saggy or something. Is there anything I can do to help without going under the knife? I've never really had a skincare routine, but I'm willing to learn.
Yes, that to me, if you're looking for an in-clinic treatment, you know, we'll say that you have a good skincare routine. And again, antioxidants, vitamin A, SPF. And if your eyes are a concern, you should use an eye cream. Really, generally, you can use serums around the eyes. That's no problem. But an in-clinic treatment, PRP really is the only thing there. So again, that's platelet-rich plasma treatment. It's taking your own. We have Dr. Lynn Spooner in clinic that does that for us. She's an amazing injector. So what she does, she would take your own, she would take a sample of blood, she spins it in a centrifuge, separates, and you get this what we call liquid gold comes to the top, which is full of stem cells, platelet-rich plasma.
Wow.
And that is just bled really lightly. So it's not like, you know, heavy injection. So it's just bled really, really lightly in around the eyes, very, very superficially. And what that does, it stimulates your own collagen, but it also, it's a super hydrator. So there's very little you can do around the eyes. Now, you can do a little bit of radio frequency with microneedling around the eyes. You can do kind of, we could do a little bit of Moxie, which is a non-ablative laser around the eyes. But if you're looking for that plumping and that really deep hydration, PRP is amazing. And you'd be looking probably at about 3 treatments of that. And that really, really works well.
Brilliant.
Obviously with a good skincare routine as well.
Well, that sounds brilliant. I've never heard of that before, so it's great to hear about it. And last but not least, we've got a message from Roisin, who says, I keep hearing everyone talking about retinol, but I've no clue about it. I'm in my late 20s. Should I be using it? How often should I be using it? And where does it fit into my day?
Okay. Vitamin A and retinol are the same thing. Okay, so vitamin A is deemed the holy grail in anti-aging, necessary to maintain optimum skin health. And what retinol does is increases production of new skin cells, stimulates fibroblasts for collagen production, helps to improve the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, blemishes. It also works on texture, evening out the skin tone. It's a core essential. And definitely anybody that comes into me that's turning 30, from 30 on, look, from the age of 25, we start, our fibroblasts start to slow down, which are responsible for producing collagen in the skin. So certainly you could be using a nice low dose vitamin A at your age now, but definitely from 30 on, you should really be including it into your routine. Now, most people fear retinol. They think, oh, it's going to thin out, I'm going to have a reaction. There's a lot of myths about it. Now, if you are looking to invest in your skin, I would seriously recommend you go to see a skincare specialist to get you on the right type. Like in clinic here, I have at least 30 different products with retinol. They all have different percentages, they have different pHs. I've some water soluble, some oil soluble. So it depends on what you're looking for, if you're looking to target an issue or if you're just looking for general skin health. Now, when you start with a retinol, I know this is probably a much longer answer than you want to.
No, it's great.
When you're starting with retinol, I equate it to like, it's like, you haven't done a sit-up in 5 years. You go into a personal trainer and you do an hour session with them, okay? Like, you'll feel it the next day. So it's the same way when you're introducing an active. So retinol would be considered an active. It's not a moisturizer. It's not going to hydrate the skin. What it's doing, it's stimulating fibroblasts. That's its function. So you can imagine if you're using an app and you've never used it before, your skin is like, oh God, that's happening. So it's like sending a personal trainer to the skin. It's stimulating those fibroblasts. You're getting new skin cells rushing to the surface, which pushes old dead skin cells up and off. And people think, oh no, that it dries out my skin. I have a terrible reaction. What happens is initially when you start introducing it to the skin, you might get a bit of tingling and application. Skin might feel a bit tight, and you might even get a little bit of irritation. We generally say, look, that's a positive sign, as it indicates the products are creating changes within the skin. So again, it's not a moisturizer, it's a treatment product. You use it at nighttime only. You apply to cleansed, dry skin. You avoid getting too close to the delicate eye area on the lip or up around your nose. You allow it to absorb for a few minutes. You can put a little bit of moisturizer on over it if you want to buffer it slightly. You do not go in 7 nights a week or the face will be hanging off you, yeah. All right? You need to start out kind of leave 2 nights in between. So use it, we'll say, on a Monday and Thursday, all right? Do that for a week. Do it for 2 weeks if your skin is sensitive. Then you could go to Monday, Wednesday, Friday. All right. Once your skin tolerates it well, then it, depending on which retinol, you can push it to every night. Some retinols are only 2 or 3 nights a week. Some you can use every night. OK, so again, you can make sure you check in with a skincare therapist and be advised on which one would suit you and how many nights a week. All right.
Yep.
So again, it might take, and that's going back to your brides there again, you know, it could take 2 to 3 months to get up to regular use. And that's why I always like to see brides like at least 6 months before the wedding, so that you can build up your tolerance levels. You're not going to go through, you know, any kind of irritation or sensitivity or anything like that. And we can start low and go slow, really, is the motto with retinol or vitamin A. Love, love, love it. It's essential, but you need guidance with it when you're starting using it.
Absolutely. 100%. And I think, you know what, it's great to have an expert like yourself on, because we see all of these things, and with the likes of The Ordinary, you know, they're a lot more affordable than they ever were. So what we want to make sure is that people are fully knowledgeable, they're armed with all of the knowledge that they need to use these amazing products, but just so you don't start piling them on your face, because we've had people asking, you know, why is my face raging or it's on fire, or, you know, and when you're putting on the likes of, you know, you've got your glycolic acid, your salicylic acid, and maybe you're using a retinol as well, and when you're piling all of that stuff on.
Don't talk to me. Exactly. I spend most of my days kind of, you know, people going into, well, I won't mention it, but going and buying products, like you were saying, over-the-counter products, and they're layering all these actives. It's just, you know, it's a nightmare. The one thing I would say with retinol, don't dream of starting a retinol if you don't, if you're not using a good broad spectrum UVA, UVB, SPF every single day. And that is not the SPF in your makeup. You know, because you're bringing all these lovely new fresh skin cells to the surface, make sure you're protecting it with an SPF every single day, 365 days a year, hail, rain or shine. Otherwise, you're going to actually open your skin up to more damage, because you're bringing these lovely new the retinol is getting lovely new fresh skin cells to the surface. And if you're not getting on antioxidant and SPF during the day, you're just opening your skin up to more, possibly more pigmentation and more environmental damage. So there has to be balance there. You can't just be going hell for leather with your glycolics and retinols and not giving those lovely new fresh skin cells a little bit of TLC with a good antioxidant serum and SPF during the day. So it's all about balance as well. So it's not retinol is the be all and end all and that's all you use. You have to balance out your routine to make sure that it's not too one-sided, you know?
Absolutely. Valerie, we've learned so much, of course, from you today, and I hope you'll join me again. But if anybody wants to reach out to you, if they want to follow you online, or even if they want to pop in and maybe, you know, pick your brains and find out what could be the right treatment for them, where is the best place to go to find out all the material and maybe to find out where to get in contact with you?
Well, we're at Elysium Galway, our socials, Instagram. We put up a lot of videos, actually, and there's a lot of, if they want to look at highlights, you can see me doing all the treatments there. The website is actually probably best, because I have professional videos of all the treatments we do, IPL, BBL, RF microneedling. Our doctors have videos up there of the PRP treatment, which is an amazing treatment. And there's also PRP with cellular matrix, which is amazing. So the website, www.elysium.ie, call reception anytime. Our receptions are lovely. They'll help you out with anything. And email info@elysium.ie if you've any questions. Appointments, we just book well in advance, and especially for brides, you'd want to be, we're generally booked up 5 to 6 weeks in advance. So just make sure you don't be rocking into me 2 weeks before your wedding looking for miracles. Sorry.
Definitely. Valerie, it's been such a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. And I look forward to catching up with you again really soon.
My pleasure. Thanks a million, Louise.